So. He's one of the most exciting quarterbacks in Razorback history. It's time for the Quarterback Corner with Razorback great Matt Jones.
The 8-yard line. Play action. Rolling out. Matt Jones looking downfield. Got a receiver wide open at the 35. At midfield. At the Tennessee 40. The 30. The 20. The 10. Touchdown, Arkansas!
RJ!
Oh, my! Richard Smith, 92 yards. And the Hogs are within a point of tying the football game.
Brought to you by Wendy's.
Wow, you just Matt just knocked off the computer screen there.
Just blew him out. At any time in your career as quarterback, did you get in the huddle and go, calm down?
Only a couple of times.
Well, we need to calm down now because we've had a complete computer shutdown.
We got a blackout.
And the hurricane's still 100 miles away.
Welcome to the show with no name, buddy.
Glad to be here. Thanks.
Yeah,
for
welcome to Central Arkansas.
Loving it.
A couple of weeks ago, I argued that you were the most exciting player in Razorback history. You know, you had McFadden, you had all these guys, but just out of nowhere excitement, a guy could make a play out of nothing, go somewhere. It was you. And the first time I saw you, I think it was against Auburn, when your first pass was a touchdown pass. My second greatest memory was you got cornered up by three Mississippi State defenders around your 30. You got by them somehow. You broke it loose for a touchdown. And I can remember the defensive backs behind you looking at each other once you cross the goal line, looking at each other going,
like, weren't we down in that game too?
I think
we were behind. You had to come out. That was like a 60-yard run, wasn't it?
Thank you, RJ.
I can't remember that one, but one of my favorite plays was – thank you, by the way, though. But one of my favorite plays was either Bama or Auburn, and it was like on the goal line. I just run all the way around, and as soon as I score, the two guys hit each other and fall down.
The defensive backs?
Oh, it was funny. Yeah.
Well, the late Paul Eales, I had talked to him prior to his passing, and he had just developed 4 or 5 years before the oh my. And so I asked him one day, I said, what player has caused you to use oh my the most? And he said, it's not even close. He said, it's Matt Jones, because his plays, he could score on a 2-yard run and run 50 yards.
Yeah. Right.
And all be, oh, my. Yeah. And I think one of them was the Ole Miss game when you scored and you went over on the bench and you're like this.
Oh, that was.
Well, that was the overtime.
That
was debut.
I go to bed early. And I wake up late. I like to get about 12 hours of sleep.
Well, you know, we were talking last night. His wife, Caroline, and Matt have moved to Central Arkansas, and they're here in Little Rock. And Matt's going to be on Hog Wild Show with Trey Shep every Wednesday night.
Wednesday night at Dugan's Pub.
That's right. And then you're with us every Wednesday morning here on the show with no name. And then you, myself, and Clint will be on KRZ doing the captain's panels, 3 decades worth of Razorback football doing that. And
what day is that?
That's going to be Tuesday nights.
Okay.
So I think this is one of my favorites.
Second down and goal at the 6.
No.
Stephen Harris wide to the right side. Templeton moving in motion to the wide side of the field. Jones on the bootleg. Being chased by two men. Jones runs back down to the 10. He's at the 5. Touchdown, Arkansas! 6 yards, but he ran about 40.
Yeah. That was a comeback win, wasn't it?
Being chased on the Alabama side of the field, he saw clear sailing down the sideline.
We were down.
And double I think
overtime.
At Bama
was a double.
How many overtime games did you play in?
I think
I got
the record.
Yeah. What? Because you played against the big fat quarterback at Kentucky.
Lorenzen.
God, what? I watched the replay the other night. That guy was huge. He was huge.
He was bigger than most of his offensive linemen.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. Now, that was 7, right? You played in that one.
7
and I think
7 against Tennessee.
So you played in all three of the 7-7-6.
7-6-7-2.
And I think this turned into an overtime game, and I think David and I have agreed this is Paul's greatest oh my, because you really shocked him.
The 8-yard line, play action, rolling out, Matt Jones looking downfield, got a receiver wide open at the 35, at midfield, at the Tennessee 40, the 30, the 20, the 10, touchdown Arkansas!
That was a great game.
Oh my! Oh. Richard Smith, 92 yards, and the Hogs are within a point of tying the football game. With 3.5 minutes.
You know, to be in a studio with Bruce James, who's an Arkansas Hall of Famer, Harry King will be in the Hall of Fame one day, you two will be in the Hall of Fame one day, and to have Paul Eales call the play that you ran, it's like I'm in a candy store right now. I've waited 57 years for this moment. But that oh my at the end, it was like, oh my.
Well, because you remember, you just looked over there and you saw Richard Smith was uncovered. And you had to throw it.
He had like a little curl and go.
Yeah.
But it wasn't supposed to go to him. It's George always coming across. You know, that's the guy that was our main receiver. And every time we left the huddle, just about, I'd always say, George, what route do you got right here? Because I had to make sure I knew what he was running. And couldn't believe he was wide open. Wyatt, one of the most open times a receiver's been.
Yeah, just didn't want to overthrow him. You know, we were talking last night, too, talking with his wife, Caroline, and she was talking about the Texas. I said, what kind of games did – I remember when he went down to Austin, nobody gave us a chance to win that game. And remember, we embarrassed him.
A big game at the game.
But then his wife came back and said, and then he had a fumble. And I forgot. That was against Vince Young.
Best and worst.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you your best Razorback memory, and I wouldn't be able to pick that out, though. There's so many of them. But the worst would have to be that game.
It's the only game when I was a sophomore in high school, Van Buren, we were playing North Little Rock in basketball state playoffs. We win this. We would have got to play against Joe Johnson, Little Rock Central. And we lost that game. I cried after that game. And the next game, and the only game still since, was that Texas game, that fumble.
You had them beat. You were driving for the winning field goal, right?
If the field goal to win and touchdown for, you know, to put us up where they got to get more than a field goal.
A couple minutes left, right? A minute or two.
To show you how old I am, one of my fondest high school memories is not my memory, but my son played for Cabot. When you guys came to town, it was a rainy, nasty, stinky night.
We talked about it last night, Malham.
Yeah. It was 14-7 or something like that. And I'm like, how in the hell did you hold Matt Jones to 7 points in a playoff game? And, of course, here's the answer you get from Mike Malham. Football.
Congratulations to him. He just won 250 wins.
Yeah.
Second all time.
Yeah. You talked to him last night, and he remembered the game. Yeah. What do you remember about the game against Cabot?
I remember that I think we had 12 offensive plays. That's his game plan there. He doesn't want to give you all the ball. And, that was a tough one, too. I can remember about 5 or 6 plays. We had a tight end drop a pass. He hadn't dropped a pass all year. Running back get out in the open field and gets tripped up by his own lineman. Oh, I hate losing.
Cabot probably ran the ball 50 times for 150 yards.
We really might have ran 17 plays the whole time because they would just get 3 yards. Three. Even if it's 4th and 2, they're going to go for it. And they get probably 95% on 4th down.
I will say this, though. Other than the Vince Young win over USC where Vince Young just went in the game and just owned – I mean, he basically won that game. The game against Ole Miss where you had your coming out party, I'd never seen probably one player just step on the field and go – I'm just going to take over here because I just remember every time you would answer and you would do it, you would find a receiver, throw a touchdown, you'd run around. I mean, what's your memories of that game?
That game was it was pretty awesome because there was at least 7 different plays I'd never practiced before. I'd only been playing for a couple games, and Coach Lee was down there. The pass to Corey Birmingham caught, I think it was for the 2-point conversion. We drew that up in the dirt.
Really?
He was like, okay, now, DeCorey, you usually block here. Now, you're just going to slip past here.
Wow.
Now, Matt, you just wait an extra second and throw it to him.
In the dirt. I love that.
Yeah. And Coach Nutt would have a couple times there'd be a defensive end that wasn't going to be blocked. He goes, okay, Matt will block him. We got him.
Well, you remember, too, if I'm not mistaken, that was the same year that you don't get in the game against UNLV when you play 4 other quarterbacks, right? What, you remember that one?
That was Gerald Howard was the 4th guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got in there.
Did you think, why won't they put me in? Did you wonder about that?
Well, we had talked about it a little bit, and I was supposed to redshirt that freshman year. I was supposed to redshirt, and then they were doing like a jump ball thing, and I caught like 3 in a row passes, and so Coach wanted to put me at receiver. And I was like, you know, Coach, I don't know if we throw it enough for me to play receiver here. But, my first love was quarterback, and he was – that's kind of what I wanted.
But also, too, we were talking about 9-11, the 9-11 when Weber State – you really had your coming out party against Weber State, if memory serves me right, because I remember thinking,
hey,
wow. Yeah, I was like, wow, maybe they should give him more opportunities at quarterback.
Yep. That was the first play we had the option, and Mark Pierce took it from me. He was one of those backs that he wanted to rock.
He took it from you.
So my read, the first play, he takes it from me, and then we run it again, and I had to, like, just
pull it away from him.
Yeah, and then take off. Yeah, that was a good one, too. Wow.
I have written down some off-the-wall questions for you because we want people to get to know the real Matt Jones like they've never known him before. Because I see in Matt Jones, this is what I see in his future.
Okay.
A Scott Hastings. A guy who develops broadcast talents, and the next thing you know, he's doing NBA games. The same way Scott Hastings You know the name Scott Hastings?
It's before his time.
He was an All-American, All-Conference at Arkansas, the only guy to make All-Conference three-time in South Carolina. He played basketball, good basketball player, great basketball player. But he went pro, played about 7 years as a towel waver on the bench. Then he got into Denver, Colorado, and by the time he was done, he was the color commentator for Denver Broncos football.
That's awesome.
And on the famous NFL film where Elway does that helicopter run where he dives, and he goes, he's the one that you hear scream out, "Do you tell me that 37-year-old man doesn't want to win a Super Bowl?" And that's Scott Hastings. So we're just opening up a door for you.
I like that.
Well, I think one thing about Matt
sees the potential right there.
You got it, bro.
Well, Matt, I think people be surprised. What I've been able to hear even today, you just tell. You know, I think you're laid back, fun, willing to say what's
on your mind. He's a truck guy. Yeah, that was one of the questions I was going to ask him. Are you a car guy or a truck guy? We walk out in the parking lot and he's sitting out in his truck.
Yep. So that's kind of, that could be him. Does he drive a truck?
He's a truck guy selling.
Well, I know there's a lot of people. When I was talking about coming up here today and saying Matt Jones is going to be here, I mean, he's one of the most exciting Arkansas players has ever come through here.
Thank you.
So, I know there's a ton of people have a huge amount of respect and admiration for him. So, I know he's going to have a huge draw there at Dugan's Pub. You got Trey Schaap.
Yeah, well, you got Schaap.
And then you throw in Matt Jones.
Well, let me ask you this. You know, we're doing this little TV thing with Sterner, and who's the bigger rock star, Sterner or Matt Jones? Because I was telling his wife last night, whoever the quarterback of the Razorback is a rock star. Tyler Wilson, he goes anywhere, he's a rock star right now. When you played, you were a rock star. When Sterner played, he was a rock star.
It depends. If you're talking chicks and chicks only, if you're talking the average, ordinary 28-year-old, we can get into that too.
Yeah.
28-year-old chick, it's Mac Jones. If you're a cougar or a MILF,
it's Clint Sterner. Absolutely. Clint Sterner.
That's funny.
Enjoy it while you can.
I got to get on him about that one. I like it.
Well,
and you are a truck guy. What kind of truck do you drive?
Ford F-150 Platinum four-wheel drive. Sorry about that.
So he'll make you a deal today.
I get a good deal right there.
Frank Fletcher will fix you up.
I like it.
Well, he's flown us to Packer games, Chief games, Bear games.
Yeah, he's taking Sterner. I bet you he'll take you on a trip sometime. He's taking Roger over there. Matter of fact,
there you go.
That's the guy,
there's
Matt.
Your watermark.
Matt, there's a guy
right
who wrote Along Came Jones right there. That's
I sang it, James. Don't get
balanced. Right. Oh, yeah, excuse me.
Well, and Matt's got more songs than anybody else. I mean, with the Markham
that's right.
Matt Jones. I'll get you the Jacksonville song. They wrote a rap like my first year down there.
You got
rap
it?
Song. I'll find it.
Okay.
I'll bring it.
I don't know if it's going to be better than Long Came Jones.
It's not better.
Well, it's okay, man. I mean, when you hear me singing and all that, those were in my dark days, so you can hear it in my voice. Okay.
Well, there were several Jones songs out there. Counting Crows had a song about Mr. Jones.
Yeah. Mr. Jones, yeah.
There's Billy Paul, Me, and Mrs. Jones.
Yeah, oh yeah.
There was a bunch of them, and Roger did one good
Amy
one.
Amy Winehouse.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mr. Jones.
Oh, wow. Very nice.
Matt, Roger, and I are dry right now. We're on the wagon 15 months, and he's going on 5 years.
He's going through his 7-day, it's coming back up dreams right now. We're good, buddy.
Brad, what you got?
Hey, I just want to say hi to Matt Jones. You're one of my favorite players that ever played at Arkansas.
Thank you.
And I just had one quick. Well, first of all, let me say, you are the first running quarterback in the SEC. Let's get this straight, okay? You're the first one. And what I want to say is when you scored that touchdown against Texas at the goal line, there's a picture with you doing the hook 'em horn sign.
Oh,
was
yes.
that Photoshop or did you?
Yeah, get the truth. The truth.
I didn't do that.
Photoshop. There you go. Urban myth.
I got that picture framed, glass frame in my. But it looks good.
That might be the second or first. That might be the most asked question I get.
Really? Everybody sells that photo.
They say, did you really do the hook 'em horns right there?
It's awesome.
Yeah. Well, I mean, most asked question.
That's funny.
Were you doing anything with your hand?
Thanks, Brad.
Thank you.
Anytime. Just straight down.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, here's the deal, y'all. We've got Mark May coming up here after this break. So we'll take 10, 15 minutes with Mark, and then we'll come back, and Matt's going to stick around after that as well. So we got a combo, Mark May and Matt Jones today.
It's the three M's.
But whatever you do, for God's sakes, ladies and gentlemen, please, I implore you,
calm down.
Just calm down. And it's the calm down by a truck sale going on right now at Fletcher Dodge. One more word.
Come see us or just call us, 834-7700. I'm telling you, if you're looking for a deal, you need a lot of money for your trade, you want to lower a payment, come see us. I mean, you'll just give us 5 minutes on the lot, on the phone. We're going to put a deal together for you. You won't believe it.
And tell them you heard Matt Jones today on The Buzz, and they'll take a dollar off any truck in the
lot. Lifetime warranty. Any truck. I'm telling you, the lifetime warranty.
Tune in tomorrow. We're giving all kinds of stuff away for Buzz listeners just for listening.
We'll be out there tomorrow. Thank you, Matt. Who we got.
Mark,
I love
May,
these kind
Matt,
of days. Mark, thank you very much for coming by. And thank you for all the stuff you do for me. I appreciate it.
All right.
Jones again, play action, looking, firing down the middle, touchdown Arkansas! George Wilson, oh my, what a great play!
Oh my.
As Jones goes right down the middle to Wilson, nobody around him, he stepped into the end zone, and it's a 1-point Texas lead as the Hogs score on an 18-yard play.
If you remember last
week. Yeah! Baby, short segment here. We want to thank Mark May every week. He has great insight, and he tells it like it is, or like it ought to be, I think.
Thank Edward Food Giant, Firestone Complete Auto
Care. And we want to thank Matt Jones, sponsor Wendy's. Yes. Nan, a smart move, Nan. Very smart move. I think he will be, I told him he's going to be like Scott Hastings. And we heard Hastings on the radio when we went out to Denver. And he was nothing more than a towel waiver for 5 years in the NBA, played at Arkansas, and he is calling color commentary for the Denver Broncos.
Well, Matt's personality, you think by watching on TV, you look laid back, and you are laid back, but I think you can tell you've got passion, you've got opinions, and you got a sense of humor. Last night you were giving your thoughts on old school movies, which I told these guys would be impressed. You were saying you like the old school Bullet, Steve McQueen. And
that's good. The Mechanic. Was Charles Bronson.
Yeah, he's mentioning The Mechanic.
Yeah.
That's
what
I'm saying.
That was a remake. Yeah. I saw the first Mechanic with Jason Statham and Ben Foster. Thought it was great.
Get out of town.
The remake.
And then I flipping through the channel, and it's the Charles Bronson one. I was like, I didn't know that it had already been a movie.
Yeah.
And have you seen both versions of True Grit?
I've seen part of the first one with John Wayne. I couldn't watch the whole thing, but yeah, I saw the last one.
Well, that answers a lot. Would you rather spend a day fishing or a day playing golf?
If I'm with my dad, it'd be fishing. If I'm with just about probably anybody else, you know, I like to go fishing with my pops, but anybody else, I'd go play golf.
Tell me about the infamous mustache.
Well, the wife, I don't know that she liked it too much, but one of my buddies, it takes me about 8 days, and I can just grow a Jeremiah Johnson beard.
You did. You were scruffy a few weeks ago, and you're bald now.
Bald now, losing my hair. And
Okay. You used to be a lot of long hair, right?
Yeah, there we go, huh?
I think you had a lot of hair stuff.
It's a little. We went to Bosley. Me and my wife went up there. We drove there, and it's about $20,000 to get hair. I was like,
the Bosley treatment?
Are you serious?
You'd have to have two
really?
Deals.
Yeah.
So one deal, the first deal is about $14,000, and then they're like, in about
wow.
9 months,
are you kidding me?
I was like, I can't do it.
Does it look good when you want you do it?
I don't know.
I like
rather,
that look.
I'd rather go to Maui for about 6 months if I was going to spend that type of
money.
Yeah,
that's really. If you could live anywhere on the planet, that's where you want to live.
No
huh?
question. Me and my wife went there for the
But your wife does not want to live. She's an Arkansas girl. Her sister lives here in town, and she wants to keep roots here, right?
Arkansas is it.
Attaboy.
And I love Arkansas. Beautiful. Beautiful state.
And you're a Teenage Ninja Turtle fan, I found
That's
out.
That's right, Leonardo.
Leonardo, he was the leader and devoted student of martial arts. Woo! How about that?
I like it.
We go to Disney World. This is probably, what year was that?
Golly, I can't even remember.
2000?
Early 2000s, yeah.
1990-something, and you've got everything in the world at Disney World, and Josh wants to find the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And I'm like, let's go ride Space Mountain. He goes, I got to see the turtles, Dad. I said, you're talking about Donatello, people with names like that. So I recognize the greatness that they possessed. We will be back after the top of the hour. We'll have more Matt Jones, and we got predictions. We got way too much stuff.
Beat the Bass. We got a ton of stuff to do.
Yeah, we got to do Beat the Bass.
I'll tell you how to get some tickets to the ball games.
There's a hurricane coming, but for God's sakes, please, we beg of you.
I'm asking.
Calm down. Just calm down. They play him in the last scrimmage. He runs the ball 2-3 times. He fumbles it once. Did you have any players that you played with that went through a similar situation coming off an injury and they sat out summer and then they didn't play until the first game?
Cedric Cobbs, when he got hurt the year before I got there. And then when he came back in, he had turf toe. He struggled with injuries that whole time. And that's when Fred Talley really stepped up. and Fred was kind of the man.
Talley was the man.
Well, he was awesome, yeah.
Your winning pass against LSU doesn't matter if he doesn't make that long
was that
run.
Not one? I mean, that is so underrated run.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Nobody talks about
one
it.
One of the best runs all
yeah.
time.
Chris crosses the field.
Oh,
yeah.
It's great. He broke nine tackles. It was a Barry Sanders
you know,
run.
We
yeah.
think
nine
we've,
people touched
we've
it.
Talked about Talley before is that we think he's probably one of the most underrated running
yes.
backs. When you look at what he did, he popped off 80-yard runs like it was. You know, at Auburn, he's still running. At Auburn, they're still seeing him scoring touchdowns in the game.
That's still a running joke down there,
yeah.
I think. Fred Talley's still running. What do you think about, because I say he may be the greatest on-field leader, at least that I've seen from my perspective, at the university, and that's Tyler Wilson.
I think Tyler Wilson is potentially could be the number one overall draft pick next year. I think he's that good. I don't think he gets enough credit. You got Matt Barkley at USC that everybody's loving on, and he has some great weapons around mm-hmm. him. And, you know, there's a little different system. But, you know, he's playing in the Pac-10 or Pac-12. You know, you play Oregon, which I
right.
think Oregon's going to beat them this year. You know, I think Oregon's going to be the out of the Pac-12 or whatever. I think they're going to be in the national title
You think
game.
They'll beat USC out?
I think so.
I think it could happen, yeah.
I think
or you talking Matt could beat them. I think USC slips up
yeah,
one
but
time.
But I think Tyler, he's the real deal. I mean, Arkansas fans need to enjoy this year.
Yeah.
And really just the whole experience, because it's not every day you get a quarterback as good as him.
You remember we thought when we lost Mallett, like, oh, my gosh, we've lost Mallett. I wonder if this Tyler Wilson kid can get the job done. And now it's like, man, I'm so thank goodness, especially with what happened in the offseason.
I think, though, that he proved himself in that one game Mallett sat out against Auburn when he came in through like four touchdowns and 350 yards that
right.
he could get the job done, but could he do it on a consistent basis? And I think last year he proved – the beating that guy took against Alabama proved to me that he could. Harry King picks the Hogs to go 9-3. I do too. How about you?
I think it's going to come down to about seven different plays, and we could definitely be 11-1, or I got us at 8-4. I think you know the Bama and LSU games are obviously the tough games. You're going to look, and last year at the LSU game, there was a little crosser route where he dropped,
yep.
and then we get the penalty, and then we kick the punt to him, and they scored.
That was it. Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. He drops that pass. Yeah, I remember thinking, oh, we had the momentum going. I think at that point too.
If he catches that,
yeah,
we score
I remember
there.
That.
It's a totally
I remember
different
that.
Game. So
yeah.
that was one play. Yeah. So I think potentially the talent is there. We got to get lucky. We don't need any injuries. And it was good to hear John L. say that we had D-line depth. Got to have depth in your D-line.
Yep.
And it's going to be a fun year. Either way, it's going to be a fun year. But I definitely think they can go 11-1 or 8-4. I kind of.
Oh, hey, you're good. Right. The yeah. Vanderbilt last year came down to one play.
Ole Miss,
they were behind. Texas
A&M,
they were behind.
Yeah.
You take those three games, and all of a sudden, it's not a but.
Well, we didn't win. We didn't beat Vanderbilt. They lost the game.
Right.
I mean,
yeah,
that
yeah.
was just unbelievable.
Yeah,
right. yeah that's true. That's
of course,
true.
You know, again, could that be the difference, though, that Bobby Petrino made for that
yes,
team versus
yes.
what John L. Smith may do? I don't
think
know.
So. I don't think so.
Well,
I think you're right.
But you go back to when Houston took over for Danny Ford. They played lights out for Houston Nutt because it was a lighter atmosphere. They weren't getting screamed at every play. They had been screamed at for 3 years, or in Clint Sterner's case, 2 years, and they had been through all that. And a totally opposite personality comes in, a personality that for the first 3 years worked, that, gee, wow, let's sing the fight song, worked. But you go 4-7, and that shine comes off. It's just like Lou Holtz. He could tell his jokes and go on Johnny Carson as long as they were winning.
Yeah.
But when they started losing, the pretty comes off.
Hey,
John, what's up?
Regardless of where this thing
John? John? John?
John, you and your radio need
John.
To calm
John,
down.
John, John.
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, we're, John. John.
Hey, guys.
John. Calm,
yeah.
Calm down.
You got to.
Just calm down. All right.
Hey,
now, go ahead.
Yes, sir.
I want to thank you. My son was privileged to be a trainer with you for 4 years at Arkansas, and I've got some great pictures. One picture you will remember when you guys played in the Independence Bowl. At the end of the game, I got a picture of you and my son and Coach Nutt Sr. holding the championship trophy.
Awesome.
And my son's name was Phil, and you might remember him. You and he one time grew Manchu mustaches together.
You know those mustache stuff.
I love it.
Yeah. And I just want to say thank you so much because you're always so kind to him.
Thank you.
I appreciate your influence upon him. And I wish you the very best of luck.
Thank you very much.
And hope you have a great career. And love to see you play for the Cowboys as well.
Only in Madden. You can create a player.
Yeah.
You go.
Paul, what's up?
Hey, man, this is an honor to talk to Matt Jones. Hey, I moved to Arkansas in the mid to late 90s, a little lean on the football years. But my daughter and I became huge Hog fans under, well, before Matt Jones. But I tell you, that solidified it. When he had the ball, we could win. That's all there was to it. He was the college Elway, which is, I think, the greatest quarterback ever played. But during the Kentucky game, my daughter became a Hogs fan, the overtime game.
That was a
and
great
since
one.
Then, we have had so many memories that Matt Jones has brought about. So I want you to tell Hannah, go Hogs for Hannah. And thanks, Matt Jones. Bye-bye.
Got emotion.
Very
thank
nice.
You. Very nice.
I did.
Tommy, I don't usually not want to toot my own horn, but well, I don't know if Matt bye-bye. Even heard that
I
song.
Think that's
I'm sure
a lot.
We'll play that sometime for him.
As soon as we find it.
He won some awards for that song, I think.
Yeah, he went out and bought them. Gary, what's up?
Hey, fellas. Comment and a quick question for Matt. The comment is, I'm sitting at Razorback Stadium with my brother. It's senior day. Your last day as a Hog at home against Ole Miss, my brother says to me, I'm kind of thirsty. I said, really? Okay, well, we didn't have
no.
the ball at that point.
Oh,
okay.
No.
You know where this is going,
I know
right?
where it's going, yeah.
Yeah. So I go up, and we're like on the 40-yard line, six rows up, you know. So you have to go up and then down to the concessions. As I'm going into the hallway there, there was a turnover or something. I can't remember how we got the ball back. But,
turnover.
Of course, the magical Matt Jones has his longest run as a Razorback and dumps the freaking football over the goalpost. And where am I? In the concession stand line, getting the cup. And I guarantee you, I'm telling you, I swear to you, to this day I still have that cup. I will never give that cup up because I'm watching it on the TV screen and hearing the crowd in the background. And you should have seen my brother's face when I came. It was priceless, man. He knew that he had just screwed it. Oh, yeah. All right, now the question is, Matt, now we hear a lot of people say their most exciting player, they remember the most exciting run that they can remember. I want to ask you, Matt Jones, to you personally, what was your most exciting play or exciting run that you just went, wow, man, I can't believe I just did that, or wow, that was such a huge play. Are you in the moment at that point? Are you just in the game? But I just want
Gary,
to know what your Gary, most exciting play is.
Gary, we're going to get Matt to answer the question, but could you do me one little favor?
Certainly.
Could you just calm down a little bit?
Okay, let me take a breath, Tony.
Okay.
We
all right, there you go.
We
there
were talking earlier, and the Fred Talley run, LSU, and I didn't do that play or whatever, but gosh, that was an awesome run.
Well, go ahead.
And the pass to Richard Smith at Tennessee to hear 116,000 just go quiet. that was probably one of my favorite plays. I know we ended up losing the game, but – that was an awesome play.
If we had a kicker, we would have won.
Speaking of that LSU game, remember that had to be that end of that game. Y'all had been so bad offensively.
Your wife
was talking about that last night, how bad of a game you had, and all of a sudden in the game like that. It was unbelievable.
That game was a great game, and it goes down in Razorback history and stuff. But as far as me personally, I tried to forget the first 38 minutes or whatever.
You
the
went
game.
Tebow. Yeah. You went Tebow. We'll be back with one of those famous Matt Jones songs after this.